Blog Talk Radio.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello, hello, and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, brought to you by Wealthy Sisters Media Group, where we proudly promote positive people. You can visit us for all of your branding and publishing needs at WealthySistersMedia.com. That's SISTAS, WealthySistersMedia.com. Today's episode is sponsored by our platinum partner, DHerbs.com, and you know them, you probably heard them on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and they're known for the number one selling cleanser, full body cleanse online. That's right, the full body cleanse. It's also brought to you by Audible.com today, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever and however you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audiblepodcast.com, and make sure you put /Wealthy Sisters. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/Wealthy Sisters. Well, here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we love connecting business with people, stories, and music. And our purpose is twofold. First, we want to make sure we provide you, the dynamic listener, with inspiration, encouragement, and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and to your life right now for a positive impact. And second, we must provide that platform to acknowledge and to say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Broad Talk Network, and today is an awesome day. Yes, it is. It is Tuesday, July 15, 2014, but guess what? 5 years ago, we started Wealthy Sisters Radio, so we are celebrating today Wealthy Sisters Radio being 5 years old, and we owe this all to you. That's right. We're so excited. It's our anniversary today. It's a great show. We have a lot of things in store for you today. And let me just say right now, I can't say it enough. Thank you so much for tuning in over the years, for joining us. We certainly appreciate you, and we know we would not be here without you. I am honored that you find value in the content that we provide to you every day. And that's right, every week here at the same time, Tuesdays are new days, Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we thank you so much for spreading the word about that. And also, we want to remind you, a lot of good things we've got going on. We're at Wealthy Sisters Media Group. We've got the free commercial, which we will be announcing next week, the free commercial, those two lucky winners of this month. Free commercial, and if you want to know how you can get a commercial or possibly win a free commercial here on Wealthy Sisters Radio, all you need to do is three simple things. Register with us at WealthySisters.com right there, or you can go to WealthySistersRadio.com, join our mailing list. That's all you need to do for that. And then the second thing is follow us on Facebook at Wealthy Sisters. And the third simple thing is follow us on Twitter at Wealthy Sisters. Three things. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Wealthy Sisters, and join our mailing list. And your name, too, can possibly come up for a free commercial. We're only doing this for a few more months, so you want to jump on that right away. Also, we are so excited, as I mentioned at the top of the show, our sponsor, our platinum partner, so grateful to have them, dherbs.com. dherbs.com, I can't say them that name enough, dherbs.com. They are known for the full body cleanse and so much more. I'm telling you, their website is a resource of information. You want to know about eating raw, how to eat raw, how, you know, wellness and health and nutrition. They have everything. And their products are phenomenal, phenomenal products. You go to dherbs.com. We are in the process now on Sunday, kicking off our annual cleanse with the full body cleanse. We're going to have a conference call tomorrow night for those who want to join us. So you can go to wealthysistersradio.com and click right there on dherbs. You'll see their logo there, and it'll take you right to the information page on the full body cleanse. And also, you know, if you're not interested in the cleansing products, they have everything. I mean, when you think about diabetes or high blood pressure, there are natural ways that you can help get rid of those, or manage those, rather, shall I say, would be a more appropriate word. They even have something on there for the libido. And you know what? This full body cleanse that we're doing actually helps with a lot of that. And most times, people on average lose about 10 to 30 pounds for doing the cleanse. Now, I had the founder on, the president on last year after I did the cleanse, and I'm telling you, I felt so good, and I can't wait to do it again. You have so much energy. So go to dherbs.com right now. Make sure you put in Wealthy Sisters for your promo code. You can get a discount on all the products there. Again, dherbs.com, Wealthy Sisters promo code, so you can get your discount. Well, we've got the question of the week, and this week, you know about the question of the week, right? Yeah, we started this segment on Wealthy Sisters Radio, and it's great because a lot of our customers or our callers want to know, they have questions, our clients, they have questions, you know, about business. And I say, you know what, we've been in business here over 25 years. I have been an entrepreneur, and if I don't know it, you know, I'm going to find an expert that has that info for you. So that's what we do every week. So if you've got a question, you'd like to ask anything about business, go ahead and send us an email at family@wealthysistersradio.com. That's family@wealthysistersradio.com. Or you can simply call in and leave it on our hotline at 800-917-9435, extension 808, 800-917-9435, extension 808. And we're actually going to answer our business question of the week a little later here in our show today. Do something a little different. Our question comes from Megan. Megan in Alexandria, Virginia. Now, she says she noticed I've been posting a lot about affirmations over the past few weeks, and she wants to know, do they really work? Well, that takes us to our show today. Our special guest here that's helping us to celebrate our anniversary all the way from Bali. Yes! Can you imagine that? And she is here with us, Miss Bernadette Logue. I'm so excited to have her here with us on Wealthy Sisters Radio, celebrating 5 years today. Have to give a round of applause for that, right? Well, she's calling in. It's about 11 o'clock there, p.m., so it's time for her to go to bed. And we're just grateful that she's joining us. But she is a master in affirmations. She uses practical knowledge with that. Her background is incredible, and I'm just so thrilled to have her on the show today. As a matter of fact, I mean, when you hear her, you'll see why. Bernadette is not only an author, but she's a transformational coach and retreat leader, supporting her clients worldwide to unleash their inner peace, freedom, and success, both personally and professionally. Her work is founded upon her exclusive three-step Unleash Your Life coaching method for achieving peak performance, merging leading personal growth and success knowledge with age-old spiritual wisdom. So she's joining us today. We are thrilled to have her, and we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll bring on our very special guest of today, Miss Bernadette Logue, all the way from Bali. Again, thank you for tuning in to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
The number you have dialed has not been recognized. Please try again.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
All right, we are live. We're back here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. So excited to be here. Thank you for joining us. And we were having just a little technical difficulty there. Let us know. I see that some people say the sound. If you're having problems in the chat room, let us know. If you cannot hear, we definitely want to work on that. I am not surprised. Whenever you have such a powerful show that we have today planned, sometimes those type of things try to happen too. to eliminate that power. So we are here on Wealthy Sisters Radio celebrating 5 years today, and I believe we have our guest, Miss Bernadette, on the line. Are you there, Bernadette?
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Thank
I was trying
you.
To call
oh,
you.
I love the way you saved it and said that when it's such an important call is when the technical difficulties happening. I was panicking there for a minute.
I know, and that's what I was telling myself. Don't panic, just breathe. And I was trying
Remain
to dial
calm.
You, and then I saw your name come up on the switchboard. So just so happy to have you here on the
Beautiful.
Show with us today.
Thank you
and
so
I'm
much
read.
For having me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'm trusting that everybody can hear that's dialed in and in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, please let us know that you can hear us. We want to make sure that you can hear the show because we want you not to miss what my sister has to share with you today here as we talk about the power of affirmations. And, I mean, what a great day to celebrate, in a great way to celebrate our show here, our fifth anniversary with you, Bernadette, and what you've been able to do and how you've been able to bridge this gap between the spiritual and the practical and help people all around the world with the power of affirmations. How incredible is that?
Yeah, thank you so much. And before I even talk about that, I just want to say congratulations to the show
to
you for what you do. We spoke a little bit earlier, and I know you talked a lot about the platform that you provide, and I've listened to some earlier shows with that beautiful lady, Cornelia Shipley. It's just wonderful what you do, so I just want to congratulate you on that. I know 5 years in business is a phenomenal success, and so well done you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And not like I was sharing with some of my colleagues today, I was getting a lot of text messages and congratulatory comments about the show and celebrating today. And I said, yes, I'm so excited about our guests. I feel such a kindred spirit as another sister, as we say, a sister from another mister today on the show.
It's a good timing to stop and to reflect on your successes like that, and to, because we don't often take time to really stop and savor those moments. And I think that to me speaks a little bit as a segue into affirmations, which is taking the time to really do what's most important for us, which we could easily pass over: moments of celebration, moments of reflection, and taking the time to do these little things. A lot of people think affirmations are, really enjoyable and can be really useful and are nice to listen to. And for me, when I work with people, affirmations are an absolute foundation.
Yes.
They're not an icing on the cake. They're what I would call a life anchor. So they're something that I would have in my life to anchor me down, like a ritual, so that I'm always in the right headspace.
And then we're going to talk about that headspace. I want to talk about that because we spend a lot of time here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, Bernadette, dealing with the holistic. We are business focused, as I shared with you earlier, but everything has to be in balance. I so believe that and live that. And so that's why we focus on that. And the mind is like you said, those affirmations, that's the foundation there. But before we get into that, we are nosy over here. We love to know a little history and background about where you grew up. I shared that you're calling in. It's your bedtime. You're in Bali. How cool is that? But you have an accent that doesn't ring of a Bali accent. So why don't you tell us where you grew up and how you actually got started on this journey that you're on today?
Sure. Okay. So I'm a Kiwi, which is a New Zealander. So I'm from down under. And I grew up in a very small farming community for the first 17 years of my life. And then I moved to New Zealand's capital city, and I stayed there for about 17 years. So I was in Wellington, New Zealand. Now, obviously, I'm living in Bali. And a lot happened between that and Bali to get me here. Basically, I spent about 13 years working in corporate business in New Zealand, so all facets of corporate business: operational management, event management, executive support. And the last 7 years of that, I spent in human resources.
Wow.
And I was the national manager and a performance coach for a leading HR and recruitment consultancy, which is quite a fast-paced and really fun business. And I'll try to make a long story short. In that business, I was doing extremely well. So I was kind of, everything looked great on the surface, and I had a very uneasy feeling inside that I wasn't living the life that I'd been born to live. And I knew, I had a feeling like my life had all culminated in terms of gathering skills, but that something wasn't quite fitting together for me. And I kind of call it, I feel like I was living a half life, like a little bit feeling soulless in my work. And what happened was I had a number of events occur, sort of, I'll call it my spiritual awakening. I was raised a Catholic, but wasn't any faith spiritual living at all. And over a period of a couple of years, I started taking reasonably radical steps outside of the life that I was living, but it all added up over time, so it wasn't any major leap. But basically I moved, I completely changed jobs within the company, I reduced to part-time, I then started writing books about the spiritual information that I was exploring and how that applied to achieving your goals and dreams and how that applied to my career. And I traveled to Hawaii, to Thailand, wrote multiple books, and eventually quit my job. And eventually sold my home and everything I owned and became what I call a spiritual slash business slash digital nomad.
Now, we've got to pause there because you have said a lot. And I know you've had our listeners' eyes just buck open. Like you went on a journey. You quit your job. You sold your house. You did all of that. What was the backlash of your family or your friends? And obviously you moved past that, but can you visit just a little bit of that so that our guests can know
question.
Who are on that same journey?
I love it.
How the hell did that?
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so on that journey with me is my husband. I am blessed to have a very cool husband. And he's gone through his own journey. So we did this together. In fact, he quit his job at the same time I quit my job. And literally everyone's eyes popped out of their heads as well. I am also blessed to have an extremely supportive family who has backed every single radical decision that I've made and who has stood by and wondered where their conservative, risk-averse, anxious sister and daughter disappeared to. But I'll have to say, when I started making the changes in my career, there were people didn't need to say anything. I could read the looks on their faces.
Yeah,
I could see people thinking, and I could, and I'm very sensitive to energy, and I could feel their energy telling me, "You are going to make a grave mistake. What are you doing?"
She's bonkers.
She's bonkers. She's lost it. And to be honest, I did ask myself that question a lot along the journey, but there was always something deeper that said no. You are on the right track. And what I have done is I have cultivated capacity to deal with my fear and to trust in my intuition. And it wasn't there at the beginning. That's why I stayed in doing what I was doing for so long, knowing it wasn't right. Mm-hmm. But I always tell people, you build your courage and you build your confidence and your capability to be with risk and fear, you build it like a muscle. You've got to go. You never take a risk and step outside the zone, then you don't get a chance to practice what it looks like to be courageous.
That's good. I mean, like I said, you're so gifted with words, and you say you cultivate a capacity to deal with your fear, and you build it like a muscle. That is so true. And the only way you could do that is if you actually are in a situation where you need it. It's ideal to say what you would do and how strong you are when you're not in the midst of needing that strength. But here you are, you know, and there were times that you questioned on the surface, but you said within you knew you were doing what you were supposed to. But what did that feel like? Can you identify that?
Yeah. Well, I was just, you and I are so in tune, my friend, because I was just about to say, it was incredibly challenging. It was probably the most, that whole period of change was probably the most alive I've ever felt. So excited and so fit. I was quite an anxious person growing up. Uh-huh. I was so scared. literally. And there was a period of time when I got very caught in my anxiety about it as I had quit my job and was facing my mortgage. And I used, funnily enough, affirmations and meditations and visualizations and other techniques to keep myself anchored in a sense of calm and trusting in that intuition. And what I just want to say is nobody has to quit their job and take any radical leaps like I did in order to.
Right. So you've got to be ready for that. Right.
Yeah, because I know where my soul was calling me. And I know looking back, that's why I got called in that direction, was because my whole evolution in this life is very much about me to need to break outside of my fear and stand for my truth and trust my intuition. And so life had to call me, literally, with synchronicities and all sorts of what I call signs or signals, had to call me in that direction for me to evolve in that way. And for other people, they will never be called in a direction like that because that's not what's going to serve them and that's not what they're necessarily their purpose is in terms of getting their full expression out, because we're all here to give our purpose, which is to be the full expression of how amazing we are just as we were born. That's different for everyone. So everyone's path is going to be different, and you don't certainly have to leap out and quit your job.
Yes. So we're saying that we're not saying that's what you have to do here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. But like you said, everybody's path is different. It's distinctly different. Now, I want to just take a quick second and go back to the signs that you said the universe was showing you, because I really want people and our call in and those that download the show, those signs, because Bernadette, you know, we haven't been taught how to see the signs, how to recognize the signs, to feel it. We're so busy, even more today, we're distracted in so many ways. So that quiet time of being able to understand, like you said, the intuition. Can you give us some examples of what some of the signs you might have experienced or some what someone would, you know, I know it's different for everyone, but just so that they can identify what they're experiencing.
Well, I'll give you one, and it's the one that pops to mind, so I'll use it because I just trust my intuition. For anyone who's interested, I wrote 2 books on this topic purely demonstrating exactly how I changed my life by following the signs. And it's a topic I'm really passionate about because it's happening for everyone. And you, like you say, we're overstimulated. And we're so driven to be more, do more, have more, get more. And that drives us to tune out our intuition and tune into everybody else. And in fact, they don't have the advice that we need to listen to ourselves. Having said that, check out this ridiculous, crazy sign that I got. I was in that job that I was in, and I was knowing that I wanted to leave, and I had grand ideas of running away to the countryside, literally. That's how I used to dream of doing, living on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And the company wanted me to take a leadership role, and I thought that was the most, like underneath, I thought that was the most awful idea, like that will chain me more to doing something that I don't want to do, and I resisted and I resisted. And I went to a spiritual advisor, and the first thing he said to me was that it's time for you to step into your power and to take on more of a leadership role in your life. And I thought, and I listened back to that, and I thought, that's interesting. And then I had a number of people say different things to me. I read a book, and in the book it had a quote about leadership, and it literally almost reduced me to tears, and I couldn't understand why. And I've since learned that that is soul resonance, when your emotions take you over like that about something that you're not sure why intellectually it would do that. And I took that job, and I took it thinking, what on earth am I doing? And I took it, and I'll tell you what, it ended up being a career changer for me. It literally propelled me forward, and actually, here's the cool bit, it prepared me for the work I do now, and I didn't know that at the time, but the universe knew that.
Wow.
And it gives me goosebumps to talk about it.
yeah, I can imagine. Here, and you're saying, we've seen it in movies, there's signs, they're everywhere.
They really are
everywhere, so they can come in a book, they can come in just stranger's word or friend's word, or even as you said, the energies that we all identify with, it can come in so many ways. How can we get quiet and get in tune to be alert or to be able to recognize the sign? I mean, I know that's a whole nother show in itself, but what can you share?
Yeah, it is, but there is one, probably one quick thing that I would say about that, and that is there's one thing to cultivate that will really transform your experience of life if you do it as a dedicated practice, and that is practicing presence. And present, the author I recommend when I talk about presence, because he is just transformational, just bless him. His name is Eckhart Tolle, and he wrote The Power of Now. And The Power of Now helps you to identify that you're not your mind, and it helps you disidentify from the thoughts in your mind. And he talks a lot about practicing presence by really bringing all of your conscious awareness into the now moment and really feeling the feeling in your body, feeling the energy, noticing the images around you, the visuals, the light, the, you know, the feel of the breeze on your cheek when you're walking down the road, really see everything. And I call that, personally, I call that being consciously conscious. Because mm-hmm. most people are conscious because they're walking around with their eyes open, and a doctor would call them conscious, but I don't call them conscious if they're not present. And so to get consciously conscious, I just say really see things, really smell things, really hear things, and just practice that for 5 minutes a day. And like say to yourself, I'm going to go for a walk and I'm going to really practice being fully present, or be with your children or your pet, like a cat or a dog, amazing, and really practice just giving all of your energy and attention to that moment. And if you just cultivate that for 5 minutes a day, it starts to grow and impact the rest of your day.
And then
what happens is you become more aware of things.
So you're kind of tuning yourself.
Yeah, what you want to do is tune yourself. Like it's different frequencies, so you really want to tune your energy to the present, because a lot of us spend, kind of think of it like you've got all of your awareness in your mind, but you send it flitting off to the past and future all the time.
We're thinking about everywhere.
The monkey chatter, they call it.
And
those signs aren't happening in the past and future. They're happening right now. So if you're not here right now, you don't see them.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like I said, it's just the journey that we all are on here, and my journey, of course, what I'm focused on, I say we have a theme every month or every quarter or whatever period of our life, and my theme is to make sure that I am present, as you said, in the moment, because I realize there are so many memories because I've always been, okay, forward, got to get to the next level, next step, next move. I'm been involved with events, so every business that I've done, it's always predicated upon what's happening next month, getting this for the next month. You know, so you're always on the go, and there's so many things that I don't even remember, precious moments that I would love to remember. You know, remember with my baby or just simple things, you know. So I can appreciate that, you sharing that.
What a
so
profound realization
that.
To have.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for interrupting you. Yeah, profound realization to have.
It is. And that's what, you know, led me back on this path of affirmations. Because like I told you, I've always used, well, always before a long period of time, that's all I did, focus on affirmations and reading and changing my mindset and developing my mindset. But now, you know, being able to do this with the power of the internet, to be affiliated and to be associated, to find someone like you, this is a great time to be alive. It really is.
Oh, it is. So is, isn't it? It's just shocks me how accessible it makes everything. And you're right, it's a great time to be alive. And actually, we're all here to lift our consciousness and to own our power. And it's within us. But what the internet allows us to do, and what this interaction between yourself and myself and the energy I feel between us and all the listeners, is that it allows us to, we're here having human being experiences, we're having business experience, career experiences, interactive experiences, our whole life is relationship to other people and relationship with the environment and the world that we're in. And so so many signs on my journey have been people who have profoundly affected me. And so that's what we're all doing. And whether you're doing it with your children or your workmates or you're doing it in your business, you are affecting people's lives every day just by being who you are. And your energy impacts them whether you know it or not. And so using your affirmations to lift yourself, just really what it literally does is it lifts your energy. And people that understand about energy and understand about things like law of attraction know that that means lifts your energy vibration, and you're literally, as an energetic field, speaking differently to the world when you lift yourself up and you feed yourself, you fuel your mind with the uplifting messages. And I know you and I talked a little bit about it, and to me, those messages are not sort of let's just kind of dance in rainbows and have lots of positive thinking and, you know, pretend everything's rosy. You know, I was like, let's not just pretend everything's rosy. I just got no time for that.
Because you know, and I apologize for interrupting, but you know those people are thinking that, and that's what I wanted to just bring here in the show. I want everybody, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio,
We're celebrating 5 years today. Yes, yes, yes. We got to get a round of applause in there. 5 years with our very special guest all the way from Bali, Ms. Bernadette Lowe. And Bernadette, you are talking about the power of these affirmations. And what I want people to understand, just what she's getting ready to say, she comes from a practical background. Because a lot of times when we think about this now, oh, that's hokey, or like you said, that's the rainbow. I love with your accent how you said it, the pot in the sky, the rainbow, and all of that. I can't repeat it the way you did. It came out perfectly. But all of that, this, tell us how these affirmations can really work, because there's a lot of people who think positively, and they're still not at that point. They feel like it's a block. You know, how do we break through that block and use these affirmations to our benefit? Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's talk about affirmations beyond like a surface level conversation. Let's really talk about the power of your mind as the creative point for your life, and how affirmations, we can use those in relation to that. Okay. So each of us has a unique reality. So you are perceiving reality because of the way that you were raised and the way you've been conditioned and the experiences you've had, because you made all of that mean something about who you are and about your life. And that's just normal. Mm-hmm. That's just human life, and that's how we perceive. So I call that your paradigm. It's like a coloured set of glasses that you look through, and you see life not as it is, but you see it as you think it is based on your beliefs and the automatic thoughts that arise as a result of those beliefs. Mm. Now, that paradigm is either limiting you or it's unleashing you. And even if you're successful, I challenge successful people and I say to them, you might be at a glass ceiling that you can't see and you think you're at your full potential, but if you've got any limits or blocks that you can break through, then much more is available to you.
Wow.
If you were done and you'd achieved everything, your heart would not be beating any longer. Until your heart stops beating, you are not done.
Wow.
So
that's simply said. Yes.
And so what I talk about when I talk about really unblocking yourself and how we can use affirmations in relation is, you would not plant a seed into a septic bunch of soil in a garden. If you were going to plant a garden, you would make sure that soil was fertile. And if you just listen to positive affirmations when underneath you are full of negative energy and non-belief and limiting beliefs and blocks, then that garden is not going to flourish, and those affirmations will continuously feel fake to you. So what I challenge people to do is understand that your creative equation, what I call the equation for creation, is beliefs, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. Beliefs, thoughts, feelings, actions, results. Yeah. So you work backwards. Your results come from your actions, but you felt inclined to take those actions, and the reason you were feeling a certain way was because of your thought patterns and thought processes, and the majority of your automatic thoughts that have any level of power are coming out of your beliefs. And beliefs are just ingrained perspectives, and they can be positive or negative, and they give rise to positive or negative thoughts, and so then you experience the actions and results that come from that. And so if you just look to what you most believe to be true about yourself and life and other people, when you're looking at your block, whatever it is, I'm not at the financial level that I want in the business, I feel lacking confidence in networking with these people, I don't know how to reach out and bust through in the PR space, or whatever it is that you're doing, what is it that you're most struggling with? And then look at your story about that, or your belief about why that is. And what I call it, when we really look at that and start to dig into it, which is funny, is digging. You dig, and you dig, and you dig about what you believe about that, and what start to notice that you've got your own blocks. And what I do with affirmations is put affirmations in place that directly align to that. So if you're constantly feeling anxious and nervous and messaging yourself that things might not go right, which is rehearsing for disaster, then you put an affirmation in place that directly counters that.
Hello, Bernadette? We're having problem hearing you. We're having problem hearing you. We're going to allow her to, she might have to call back in with her Skype. I think her Skype drop will allow her to call back in. You're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio. We're celebrating our fifth anniversary. We'll be right back after this short break.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hartnett.
Dream big, financial freedom,
lifestyle change,
additional income,
be your own boss.
If this is the life you've dreamed of, Tracy Lynn Fashion Jewelry is the business for you. This business is simple. If you can wear the jewelry, you can sell the jewelry.
I've earned a $10,000 bonus check.
I'm able to earn $600 to $800 per show and more. Visit TracyLynnJewelry.com and remember,
behind every great woman are more great women.
DHerbs.com's Full Body Cleanse works to naturally cleanse and detoxify the body to aid in weight release, enhancing the immune system, and increasing energy levels. The Full Body Cleanse consists of the blood and lymphatic formula, cardiovascular, liver, spleen, and gallbladder, lungs and respiratory, kidneys, bladder, and adrenals, colon and digestive tract, and activated charcoal. When you cleanse your body, you open up the door to healing and rejuvenation. DHerbs.com.
All right, we're back, and we see our guest, Miss Bernadette, is back on the line. Hello, hello.
I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. All like right. I said, whenever you have this much power that's coming over, sometimes
we short-circuited
it. So, yeah, that's right, that's right. So you were saying, you were telling us about the least thoughts, feelings equal results.
Yeah, and so what I was suggesting with affirmations is that the practical power with them comes from identifying what your personal unique blocks are. So in whatever, when you look at whatever you want to achieve in the business that you're finding challenging, you look at what it is that you're believing about that and most frequently thinking about that, and then you look at whether that's a positive or a negative. Now, if it's negative, you want to rewrite that because that is your energy signature and that's feeding into your feelings and it's influencing your actions. And even if it's not influencing the type of positive actions you take, it's certainly influencing you and your creative power because we are in an energy-based world. We're attracting opportunities. We're attracting all sorts of things. And so you want to have your, you know, high energy, high vibration, and you want to align all those aspects of yourself so that you can set yourself up for success.
So
what I suggest with people is always align the affirmations that you're listening to directly to the type of challenge you've got so that you're speaking, you're basically feeding a message into your mind, conscious and subconscious mind, that directly speaks to the block that you've had and counters it. So, for example, a really simple one, I'm nervous, I'm not good at networking. You would replace that with I'm confident, I am courageous, I am an excellent networker, I build relationships with ease, I build abundant relationships, whatever that might speak to you. And then you repeat that enough so that your mind absorbs it and it becomes an automatic, almost like an echo in your mind versus the old story that's been playing. And that is the power of affirmations.
Yes, because I don't know if you've noticed, because
I know you've been listening to mine. Have you just noticed that when it's not playing, you can still hear me talking to you?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I said, you know, it's like I hear your voice. And when we spoke for the first time, finally, I said, well, I know who you are. You might not know who I am, but I know who you are. Yes. And I know you say, like at the beginning of your programs, you say, listen for 30 days. Every day for 30 days. And so what I've been doing is the morning and the evening, before I wake up, before I go to bed. What is significant about the 30 days? Why do you tell us to do that?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different research into how long it takes to form a habit. And some people say it's 20 days, some people say it's 30 days, some people say it's 60 days. There's varying degrees of advice around about that. But for 30 days for me, is what I want to build from somebody who's using affirmations is commitment. And the main thing with affirmations is that they have to be consistent and repetitive, because that's how you reprogram yourself. The only way you formed negative thought patterns and limiting beliefs in the first place was for two reasons, and this is how they form. One, you heard or you told yourself it enough times that you began to believe it, and that's because of consistent repetition. Or two, trauma. A moment of something traumatic enough that it formed a deep-seated belief or thought pattern. So the way you're going to rewrite that with affirmations is consistent, repetitive use, so that you drill that message into your mind, so that it's almost like exactly what I said, is that when you're not listening to the affirmations, you've listened to them so much that when you hit up against something, you notice that that is what echoes in your mind, not the old limiting thoughts that you've been having. And I call it, it's almost like fade out, fade in. It's like you're listening to two songs on a radio and you're going between frequencies, and you can still hear the old song playing sometimes, but it's fading out the more you listen to the affirmations. And the new story and the new pattern that's going to support you, a new perspective and a fresh paradigm that's going to support you, that's fading in. And the more you listen to the affirmations over time, that the quieter the old story becomes, because you're just not giving it airtime anymore.
Right. I love that. That's a perfect analogy. Yes, being a music lover. Yeah, you listen to this music, the old song fade out, especially if you're in got a good DJ there that knows how to mix it. And you can hear that old song fade out, but the new one is what you're focused on right there, being present in that moment. And that's how these affirmations work.
And if I can give two tips for people about when they listen to them is there are two times when because what we're talking about is your mind, your conscious thinking mind day to day, when your mind's going crazy with its always forever thinking processes that will never stop, that's your conscious thinking mind. That's very logical and rational. And when you feed it affirmations, if it doesn't like them and it doesn't believe them, it will kind of tell you it's nonsense. And you can hear yourself resisting what you're hearing if you don't really believe it. But when you are in a subconscious mind state, your subconscious mind's very receptive, and it's like a sponge, and it will accept what you give it. It doesn't have the rationalizing logic side. And that is most awake and alive and available to you when you are just coming out of sleep and just before you go to sleep. So I say use your affirmations when you first wake, because one, your mind is more receptive. Two, that is when most fear and anxiety comes in. When you first stir from sleep and you haven't really even opened your eyes yet and you start thinking about the day ahead, that's when fear and anxiety and worries kick.
Especially a Monday for a lot of people. Monday morning. That anxiety.
And then you take that energy into your whole day, and you don't want to do that. So you want to overwrite it before it begins and set your tone intentionally for your day and your week to own your power and to lead your mind in the direction you want to take it. You need to give it leadership. It's a tool that you use. Your feelings and your thoughts and your mind, all of that, they're tools that you navigate with as a soul. So you need to use your mind and give it leadership. If you don't, it's going to run riot over you, and it will own you. And that's not how it's been designed. It's that you're designed to own your mind and use it for your success and your power, not the other way around.
I tell you, I mean, I know our listeners, our lines are packed out. The chat room is full as well. You are wondering, who is this powerful woman? Well, you're listening to Wealthy Sisters Radio, celebrating 5 years today. Our special guest, Miss Bernadette Logue, all the way from Bali, and she is the founder of Pinch Me Living. I love that name. I love that name, Pinch Me Living. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, Pinch Me was because, you know, we talked about earlier in the show, for those who weren't tuned in at that time, we talked about signs from the universe and how I had this kind of spiritual epiphany awakening in my early 30s from a very left-brain practical girl with no real faith base and spiritual kind of understanding, to all of a sudden realizing that life was speaking to me with these signs, trying to guide me in the best direction for my soul and as a result for my career and my relationships and everything. And so I just found these signs to be so shocking to me that I had so many pinch me moments that I decided to call. That's how I ended up writing my first book, which is called Pinch Me.
Pinch
How
Me.
Following the Signals Changed My Life. And then I eventually started As you know, I took a few years and many, many small steps. I ended up starting my own business, which was going to be always intentionally about bringing healing and transformation to blocks and allowing people to really grow into and expand into and express fully all of their potential and their gifts. And to me, life is about joy and having fun and about experiencing. And so Pinch Me Living just felt to me like it encapsulated that life can have many of those moments, and all of that possibility is always existing for you, always. They're waves of possibility, and those waves of possibility are waiting for you to choose them so that you can bring them into reality. And so that business name, I just think it's fun. Sometimes I look back and I think I could have chosen a more serious brand, but then that wouldn't really have reflected.
No. What I'm about, it's perfect. So. I love it because who does not want the Pinch Me life? That's the life we want. I want to say Pinch Me. I'm dreaming. That's what I
want.
I
want a bit of that.
Yes, I want that. I want that. That is powerful. Bernadette, I tell you, it has been a pleasure. This time has gone by so fast. And as we spoke before the show, I definitely want to plan on having you come back, not just one time, but again and again, because what you're sharing is so powerful, and what you're doing, your work is great, and we need you, and we want to make sure that we do our part in helping our audience learn more about the information that you're sharing and about you and your company as well. And with you being in Bali, now you do support clients all over the world, correct?
So
we have someone here in the United States, somewhere in Canada or the islands, you can support them as well, right? Okay, great.
Yeah, about 60% of my clients are in America and Canada. But I've got clients in about nine or 10 countries in my coaching programs, my private coaching. And I hold retreats here, and people sometimes come out here to see me. And then, technology these days is wonderful, except for when it cuts us off on Skype when we're on Blog Talk Radio. But generally speaking, technology is wonderful. And I Skype video all my clients. And I love to work with people one-on-one. But I just want to say thank you for having me, because, and it would be a treat and a pleasure to be back, because I just feel there's such positive energy with everything you're doing. And I'm always up for being a part of any kind of empowering, awesome network of people that are interested in expressing into their full potential, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I want everyone to go to WealthySistersRadio.com right now, WealthySistersRadio.com. They can click on our featured guest. You can get all of Bernadette's information there, your book, Pinch Me Living, and the title of your other book is, what was that again, the other title?
The other book is called Going Out on a Limb.
Going Out on a Limb, and you've got a new book coming out in September. We want to stay in touch for that as well. And also, you've got some great goodies for our Wealthy Sisters guests to create a whole link for us.
Audios, affirmations audios. I've got a career and business one, which is really about empowering you up for results, practical results in your career and business. And another general one, which is more for inner peace and freedom and real empowerment, so addressing those any limiting beliefs and blocks. And I truly believe that those audios are infused with energy, okay? Like when I sent that out with every ounce of love for every single person who is committed to their full potential. So I really encourage you to enjoy those. You can get those as free downloads on that page that Deborah's talking about. And also several meditations, visualizations, and guided meditations just to support your holistic well-being, because I'm all about success and results, but only if we are also managing our well-being at the same time, because we've got to be healthy and well to enjoy life.
That's right. Well, Bernadette, thank you again so much for coming on our show and helping us celebrate our 5th year anniversary. And as we said, we will have you back very, very soon.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. We've come to that time in the show where I just want to reflect and say thank you again for being a part of Wealthy Sisters community. You know, as you know, we have a lot going on that's here designed for you. I want to encourage you, as you've heard our special guest, Bernadette, today, just to take that time out to to be present in the moment. We can't stress that enough. And to begin to use those affirmations, go to WealthySistersRadio.com right now. Click on the featured guest and get that information from Bernadette. It is life-changing. I'm telling you, I have so many testimonies of which I'm going to share when we have Bernadette on the show again. But just taking the time out to be present, to say thank you, and just to celebrate those moments. You know, we owe this moment to you, and I just thank and honor you so much. We appreciate you, that you value what we deliver to you every week. And I want to encourage you to stay plugged in. Go to the library there at WealthySistersRadio.com. This is for you. You are not alone. So in those moments when you have doubt, when you're not sure whether you should keep going in your business, that's why we're here. So once again, thank you for helping us celebrate 5 years. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. See you next week.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah Hornet.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're now listening to Wealthy Sisters. We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters
Radio Show.
We're not listening to Wealthy Sisters.
Deborah
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.